All right, well, this was a good episode. Until next week, we'll continue to watch The Good, the Bad, and the Cheaply Made. Yeah, I was wondering if I was going to have a lot to say about this movie. I mean, I enjoy it. It's just not one of these movies that you're going to.
That's exactly what I thought
Yeah,
too.
I'm not going to pick it apart or anything.
Right. It's entirely for entertainment. And if it's entertaining, then I guess it succeeded. So what do we need to talk about? But I guess we did talk about other things as
Oh,
well,
yeah.
but
We always do, though. I think that keeps the show from going stale, the episode
yes.
going stale if you've been
And it
watching other things.
gives you plenty of stuff to carve out when the time
There you
comes to edit the
go.
episode. But yeah, it's a fun movie, and any opportunity to go back and revisit it is always, always welcome.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I hadn't seen it in years. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh, I love this movie. I think I have it on DVD somewhere, boxed
Oh
up.
yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, I'm imagine a movie like this is probably available in all different formats and all sorts of deluxe editions and
I'm sure I
whatnot.
could probably find it on Blu-ray somewhere.
It is interesting, though, that there haven't really been any other films similar to this in
Yeah, I
recent
know.
years. Not that I can think of. Maybe I'm overlooking something, but
I can't think of any.
the idea of doing movies that are parodies of other movies doesn't seem to be as popular anymore. Maybe because movies don't matter that much anymore.
There just hasn't been anything good enough to parody.
Right.
Because I guess, what is it? Parodies the. Is that how the saying goes? Parodies the form of. Best form of flatterism or something?
Imitation is the best form of
Imitation,
flattery. Yeah.
okay. Yeah, there you
Well, that's true. Parodies have to be an imitation to a certain extent in order to be successful. But there was a
Yeah.
time when there were quite a few of these type of movies being done. Mel Brooks pretty much made a career on it, right? Almost all of his
Yeah.
movies are parodies of other movies or the work of a particular director like Hitchcock or Star Wars or Robin Hood movies or what else did we to mention the Dracula
The
film?
Dracula one, yeah.
And even Get Smart, which he created, was a parody of the James Bond movies.
Yeah.
So that's always been his thing. And it's easy, but maybe the reason it's not as easy now is because back at that time, there were certain things that everybody knew about. There were certain films and TV shows that everybody recognized,
Yeah.
like the Bond series or the Universal horror movies. Nowadays, everything's so split up. There's thousands, seems like thousands of different streaming series. A lot of them I've never even heard of. I wasn't even aware they were on
Oh,
the
yeah.
air. And so it's kind of hard. You could be watching something that's a parody of something, and you may not even know it, right?
You're right.
But it all could also be that there are times in comedy, just like there are times in music, certain decades, every run of years, where you have certain, phenomenally important musicians. Like
Oh, yeah.
60s and 70s, you had so many great rock musicians. And not so much, popular music doesn't really have much to go for, much going for it now, in my opinion. And maybe the same is true of comedy. Maybe there's a certain period, it might also be the 60s and 70s, when you look back on it, you see so many of the great comedians, stand-up comedians came from that period, like
Oh, yeah.
George Carlin and Richard Pryor, I always was fond of Robert Klein. He's not one that is spoken about too much anymore, but I always thought he was great. And then we got into the sort of deeper into the 70s, we started to get like superstar stand-up comedians like Steve Martin. He used to be able to sell out football
Oh, yeah.
stadiums. Being a stand-up comedian was a big thing for a while. And I guess it still is, but to be honest with
It's not
you,
as big as I than it used to be.
Doesn't seem to be as big. No. I mean, Dave Chappelle obviously has a big following.
He's still big, but I mean, like, you don't. It's not on TV as much. I remember growing up watching Caroline's Comedy Hour. And,
right.
what was the other one? There was another one. There's a famous comedy club. That's a good guy named. I think his name's Red or something. Improv, not the Improv.
Oh, the Improv, yeah, right.
And that would come on every night on A&E. I'd watch it all the time. HBO always had, you know, stand up comedians every Friday.
Well, maybe the problem is that comedy, like music, there's only so many variations on certain styles or themes.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it all just becomes very repetitive. And you need somebody to come along every once in a while and to sort of shake things up. And we just haven't had that happen.
We haven't had it, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how, for music and for comedy, I don't know how we could do that anymore. This is similar to the problem we have with movies. The reason why some of the movies that we speak about as being great movies or important movies to us, the reason why they are important is because they came along at a particular point where there were certain taboos that could be shattered. There were certain innovations that could be made because movies had been done a certain way for a length of time. And then somebody comes along and says, fuck that, let's do something completely different.
Yeah.
But now everything, what other taboos can be thrown over? There's every innovation, every change that is conceivable, at least to my small mind, has already been made. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we started with films that were made entirely in the studios. And then in the 50s and 60s, we started to